brief chance to talk to you, but overall your emotions throughout the day, was today a lot harder for you than normal and losing because you knew it was the end or not?
No, like I said, last week was tougher just because, you know, knowing that would be my last game and FedEx playing in front of our fans, home game, you know, just having announced it last week, you know, just the emotions of it, and then everybody calling, you know, texting, you know, just seeing people around town just kind of congratulate me and things like that. So this week, you know, it was a lot easier, you know, with Christmas and all the other stuff you had going on. So I was able to didn't have to spend as much time really thinking about it. Just had my kids in town for up until Thursday, so they kind of took my mind off a lot of that stuff. So, you know, it was good.
Obviously a bad loss in the rain and all that, but what will you remember about your last game when somebody asks you 5-10 years from now?
Oh, man, you know, I don't know. It's just my career came to an end in New York the year it was at the Super Bowl. So it just feel like we lost the Super Bowl for me. I don't know. That probably will be my story at the end of the 20 years from now. Lost my final game in New York the year the Super Bowl was there. But, you know, and all in all, it wasn't the year we had hoped for, you know, finishing the year 3-13, you know, very disappointing. Yeah, everybody had high expectations coming in, you know, just didn't get the job done collectively as a team, you know, win as a team, lose as a team. But, you know, I've enjoyed my time playing here in Washington, playing for the Redskins and representing this organization, wanted to leave a legacy, you know, being able to do that. I think I've done that, you know, to play 16 years and accomplish what I was able to accomplish. You know, I feel good about that.
Linda, what were your emotions walking off the field for what probably was the final time?
You know, just trying to soak it all in, you know, just really relishing the moment. Think about it, to know that this is it, you know, right there. After 16 years, you know, been a long time. Time kind of flew by. I was went out to eat with some of my family members last night, and you know, they've been along for the ride, and you know, just kind of reflecting to back when it all got started. you know, just time kind of flew. You know, I'll take some time, look at my options, explore, you know, got some options, think I have some options as far as media, you know, broadcasting. I want to be around the game still. I enjoy it, you know, spend some time with the family, you know, do a little traveling, some things that I never really get to do, enjoy vacations and not still be consumed with the thought of football, you know, because, you know, I was during those times, I was there physically but not there mentally, just because my mind was always thinking about, you know, football and how what I had to do, what I needed to do to get ready for the season.
It's impossible to know what you'll feel in July and August, but do you think you are capable of putting the game mentally and emotionally away when it comes time for training camp?
You know, it's tough to tell. Yeah, I guess the telltale time sign will be when it comes time and doing my normal preparation, when I would be, you know, preparing for all season workouts, you know, working out, lifting the weights, doing the normal running. In July, the grass starts to smell a little bit different to me. Just my body starts to yearn the hitting. So I'm sure that won't just go away right away. So it'll be something I have to get used to, you know.
London, what was Mike Shanahan's sort of demeanor in the last 24 hours? And did you and other players sort of sense that this, you were probably playing his final game as the coach of this team?
No, I don't think, I think Coach demeanor's been the same as it always has been. You know, just emphasize guys going out there, playing hard, playing, putting it on line for each other. And, you know, I don't think he had his demeanor change any.
Now that it's over, outside of that small chance, what does the consecutive game streak mean ultimately to you?
You know, man, when you look at it and you see it on, see it, and to know that 256 games, consecutive play, never miss a game. I mean, it's something I never could fathom. You know, it's hard to appreciate while you're involved with it, while you're you know, you're doing it. It's just one of those things where before I knew it, I hadn't missed a game. I really, when you get to 200, you know, I was at 199, and then, you know, like, man, I'm about to play my 200 consecutive game. That's when, you know, that milestone was pretty significant for me, and to play all my games, never missed it. You know, to look at, you know, I really appreciate a guy like Brett Favre, Jim Marshall, you know, guys who, you know, play positions, you know, Rondé Barber, you know, to be able to play all those games, even Derek Brooks, and, you know, just to do that, it's tough. It is tough. So I'm sure I'll definitely appreciate it a lot more once I'm able to really reflect on it.
Since you made this a reality, sorry for asking so many questions, but last chance. What's the best thing somebody has said to you that meant the most to you in the last week and a half to 2 weeks?
You know, I was last week, B.J. Blanchard, who's the longtime Redskins, you know, executive, I mean, assistant over there. She's been there, I don't know, about 30 years, I guess. And she was like, London, you know, we're going to miss you. And, you know, and I'm not just talking about on the field. It's like, just, you've meant so much to this organization, you know. So when she said that, that kind of let me know that I did what I set out to do, and that's make a legacy, leave an impact on people. You know, because you can play this game and do some things on the field, but it's really about impacting lives and impacting people, leaving a legacy, leaving your mark, and not being remembered for just what you've accomplished on the field. But for her to say that to me off the field, you know, and appreciating what I was able to do off the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, under pressure.
Thanks.